even had a chance to actually have a single call or meeting with them. So it's just been, I've been doing everything I could. It's just been a scheduling conflict with Mr. Bays, unfortunately.
So that's, you're an associate with Bernie Bays?
Yes.
Okay. He was here last 2 weeks ago. You could have come to our meeting and asked him there. Okay.
It's his birthday today, so.
Oh, okay. Amy, yes?
Can I just ask why this wasn't brought up earlier?
So I did actually email Michael earlier, and he did recommend that we ask you at this board meeting rather than for him to request to have it right. Removed himself. So,
yep. No, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So, Amy, would you like Michael to respond to that, or you're comfortable? Yeah. Anyway, that's what I told Michael too. Nope, I'd rather they ask us personally. So I appreciate both of you waiting and being here. With that being said,
I'm wondering if during this period that we have assurances that your client, prospective client, will not do anything negative, will not continue violating or what have you.
So I appreciate that question. However, because we're working through conflict waiver issues, I cannot necessarily address anything substantive at this time.
Client available?
Eric can answer.
Yeah, he
Mr.
might be
Freeman?
Yeah, I can absolutely give you assurance there will be zero additional work or anything done at all that would cause any sort of new issues at all.
Okay. And it is very likely, Mr. Freeman, that before the November meeting, our OCCL staff will go out for another site inspection just to ensure.
No problem at all.
Very good, very good. So with that being said, board members, we're going to defer this to November 9th.
We need a motion to
second the vote. You control the agenda. So it's
well, formally, let's.
Okay. But you control the agenda. So.
Okay, all right. Let's just get a motion. So that is for the record. Vernon,
yeah.
Would you like to make a motion?
Yeah. I move that we defer this to November 9th on the representation of purported counsel that they are likely to represent Mr. Freeman, and they're checking, their firm is just checking for conflicts at this point. And further that on the condition that Mr. Freeman's representation that he will do nothing further to exasperate the situation. So motion to defer.
And I have a second. All in favor?
Just a comment. So, and don't we want to make clear that no extensions will be provided after that date?
Assuming that you are going to resolve your conflict question.
Yeah, so the conflicts, as you know, our firm, Starnpil, Marcus & Fisher, represents the state on several unrelated matters. And so we're actually working through conflicts with the state.
So with the Attorney General's office. So
I guess my concern is we don't want to have this conversation again
in a
month, right?
So as soon as you resolve the conflict interests, when do you anticipate resolving that?
I guess the question is when the state decides to waive or deny our conflict request.
I see. Is that before the Attorney General?
I'm not sure if Bernie was able to send out the waiver, but I know that we have discussed requesting the waiver from the state.
So maybe Miranda, can you guys follow up on that?
Sure, I can follow up.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
And really our comments are directed to Mr. Freeman because they don't represent him yet.
Yeah.
And they may not represent him.
Yeah. Okay. Immediately, Eric, if the answer is no from the state, because I don't want to presume that you would waive, of course, then we would let him know. And then unfortunately, he's got to go out again. Right. But
Right. Which has been a, harder task than I ever, imagined. Right. So I'd love to say, of course, yes, I'll be here and ready. It's just very difficult to, if the conflict clearing takes two more weeks and they say we can't represent you, I've got to try to find somebody else and then get them up to speed. That's a month can go by real quick.
There's nothing in our board rules or statute that requires you to have counsel. So we're not, you know, that's not a requirement. But on the other hand, nor am I saying you're not entitled to counsel. So we would urge you that, you know, we are concerned about the situation. So you know how we feel. Mr. Freeman?
Understood. I completely do. And yeah, certainly no, I didn't know. I had no idea the gravity of any of this. So I come here humbly and apologetic that we're here at all. And certainly nothing new will be done. I promise you that.
When did we notify Mr. Freeman of this action?
So notice went out January 28th, 2022, according to the return receipt signed by Mr. Freeman. He received the notice February 7th, 2022. And we've sent at least two additional letters regarding this matter, including notice of the board hearing on September 22nd, which was deferred at Mr. Freeman's request.
Okay, Mr. Freeman, we've had some additional light shed on this. You've had 18 months.
Well, I did respond to the first two. I didn't, those were not ignored. And then the third notice was the one that was for this hearing today. So there was no, I didn't get something and ignore it.
Can you tell Chair?
Yeah. Oh, who's this?
What time is your flight?
Oh,
okay. Sorry. Where is
it?
5:55.
I'm sorry.
6:10.
7.
Oh my! There are more flights. Let's get started.
Okay. All right. All right. So, I think the motion has been made, and are you proposing an amendment to the motion that there shall be no further extensions?
That we're not going to be talking about this in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Understood.
Okay. All right. So, motion has been moved and seconded. All in favor to defer, Amy? All right. Thank you very much. And thank you for waiting. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Okay. Very good. We're going to now take item C1. Trevor, is that what you had your hand up for? Okay. Item C1. David, are you doing that one?
Oh,
I went to my next book a while ago.
No,
but
I thought it was the same
thing. Yeah. Darlene, that one has a red and green button. Is there a problem?
I mean, the battery's going out, maybe?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Don't smash them with a gavel.
Multi serves many purposes. All right, David.
Okay, thank you. Very important matter today. C1, request approval for the final environmental assessment and authorization for the chairman to issue a finding of no significant impact for the use of Wolbachia-based incompatible insect technique for the suppression of non-native southern house mosquito on Kauai. So the purpose today, and you have quite an extensive submittal that includes the EA. And so, you know, we've been through this. I know that you're very familiar. We'll have a presentation just to make sure that the, you know, a lot of the pertinent information is on the record. Apologize because it's been a long day for you already. I think the first thing that we'd like to start out with is an ole, if can. Yep. From our Ohuimanu group.
Is that cultural misappropriation? I'm so embarrassed. I gotta go because I'd like to testify, but I had $6 earlier on a parking and now I'm gonna lose my parking spot because of my meter.
They'll charge after 4 o'clock.
That's great. Thank you. I'm not saying.
Well, I'm a little
hot.
So, yes, we do want to requests around the health and vitality of our forest birds on Kauai. And it's also an invigorating Kauai. And there's a option for participation if you would like to join it. So there's a pana or a beat that goes along with it. And it's made by two upoho or rounded claps. So if you'd like, you can join in. And then one pa'i or flat clap. So it sounds like this. E ulu kini o kauai, o kane me panaloa, urua e naunahene, e ulu kini e ue, e ulu e u, ha, e ulu e e ue, e ulu kini o kauai, o kane me panaloa.
Thank you. I know there's some pushback on that, but the Hui Mono group is really an important part of what we're working on here. We have our whole sort of Western science side of it, and then we have our Hawaiian practitioners who are working in the background, trying to do the best they can to bring our birds back to health. So I'm going to introduce my staff. They'll come up and do a presentation for you, and then we can take any kind of questions that you have. Okay.
Sorry, I thought we were going to have a quick break in between to set this up, so I apologize. Just trying to join on the Zoom, but I can also just turn the. Yes. Hi, good afternoon. I know you guys have had a long day. I'm Cynthia King, entomologist for Division of Forestry and Wildlife. Do you want me to just take a minute to do this, or
yeah,
is that okay?
Yes, you're not going to take too long, right?
No. Okay. If it doesn't work, I'll just move on. Yep. But just trying to join Zoom. I forget that I don't have Wi-Fi down here.
We want Zoom.
I'm trying to connect right now.
Now you can walk us through.
Yeah, I can do that. And I apologize, we did want to have the page up, which showed the words of the Oli for those who were also interested. But thank you so much for your time today. And, as I mentioned, I'm Cynthia King, and I'm going to be just sort of providing additional background for you folks about the submittal the board request today to approve the final environmental assessment for use of Wolbachia-based incompatible insect technique for the suppression of non-native southern house mosquitoes on Kauai. As many of you already know, when we talk about Hawaiian forest birds, we're often speaking about Hawaiian honeycreepers, which are a unique group of forest birds found only in Hawaii. The first ancestors of the honeycreepers arrived to the islands when Niihau was just emerging from the ocean, and since then, these jewels of the forest have lived in Hawaii and evolved into over 50 different species. The honeycreepers have also suffered really significant declines, however. Only 17 species remain, mostly in remote Mauka areas. Many are now extinct, and 11 are listed as threatened and endangered. Our birds are critical. Oh, I see that I'm being asked to join. To Hawaii because of their biological and their cultural pilina, or intimate reciprocal relationships. If our birds thrive, so do our forests. and these reciprocal relationships with people and place continue. Sorry, is your miss now? I'm gonna go ahead and try and decline your invitation to the Zoom as it's slowing that down. So on Kauai, there are six honeycreeper species remaining. The Akakiki and the Akakee are listed as endangered and are on the brink of extinction. The numbers that I have on the screen here in front of me, which include 638 Akakee and less than 10 Akakiki, are everything that we have left in the wild, and they're decreasing every month. The Akakiki is expected to be extinct in the wild by the end of this year, and thereafter will only persist in Hawaii's conservation recovery centers. The EEV, while also found on other islands, is threatened and declining, and the Anianiao is found only on Kauai and is also declining rapidly. So extinction is not a concept of the distant past, it's a reality that we're facing right now. And what is causing this extinction crisis? Well, for a while, certainly the biggest threat to native honeycreepers is invasive mosquitoes, which transmit avian malaria. For a while, honeycreepers had refuge in high elevation native forests. These forests previously had few mosquitoes and low avian malaria transmission because both mosquitoes and the malaria parasite are cold intolerant. But this picture is shifting due to the climate crisis, and increasing temperatures are allowing mosquitoes to invade the remaining habitat, which means the birds are running out of mosquito-free space on Kauai. And as a consequence, their populations are crashing. I mean, there's literally nowhere else for these birds to retreat to on the island. So that brings us to our request to the board today for approval of the final environmental assessment for Kauai mosquito suppression. The proposed action of this EA is to release incompatible male mosquitoes with Wolbachia bacteria to suppress invasive southern house mosquitoes on Kauai. Male mosquitoes do not bite, and they cannot transmit diseases. They only drink nectar. The project area includes forest bird habitat in Kokee in the Alakai Wilderness and covers approximately 59,000 acres, which is comprised of forest reserves, natural area reserves, state parks, wilderness reserves and the wildlife sanctuaries, as well as some adjacent private lands. We've detailed this very effective and very safe method of incompatible insect technique to you folks previously, back in March, most recently, I think. And we do have those additional slides on deck, which if I had another minute, I could pull up if there's any other information that you want to review about the method or the approach. But at this time, I'd like to just stop and make sure that you guys can answer any or ask any questions that you'd like to. I'm here, and the rest of our mosquito control project team from NOPA is also here.
Thank you. Quick question. So are any of these birds on Maui?
Some of the same birds are on Maui, yes, like the EEV and the Amakihi, which were on the slide that you weren't able to see, the Apapane. But the other three birds I mentioned are specifically endemic to Kauai.
And how are they doing on Maui? Okay.
At the moment, I think those are probably in the best shape. I'm looking at our forest bird biologists here, that they can be.
Amakihi are one of the more common of the native forest birds, and they're doing pretty well on Maui. They're declining everywhere, but they're a lot better on Maui. And Kauai, part of the problem with Kauai is it's essentially been overrun. You know, it's only a little over 4,000 feet, and the mosquito line has gone up to, you know, seasonally at least 5,000 feet or more now with, you know, generally warming climate. And so it used to be pretty well held at 4,000 feet. So, you know, the Alakai Plateau is just this far above the mosquito line, but now the whole thing's been overrun. And so Kauai is in critical danger of essentially all their forest birds being either eradicated or seriously depleted. And I think the last time we came to you, Akakiki had, we're still saying, I don't know, 60 to 100 birds. We only know 5 birds left in the wild. Yeah. You know, so, and now we're starting to look at other species as being the next ones behind. I mean, they're all on the same slippery slope, but, you know, Akakiki is essentially, you know, functionally extinct at this point. And that's since the last time we came and talked to you a few months ago. So, you know, this is an ongoing, unfolding crisis, and we're doing everything we can. You know, it looks kind of like the impossible task. We're hoping that this mosquito treatment works. It's pretty much the last hope we have. It's the only way we know how to control the diseases, malaria specifically. And without that, we're not optimistic.
It's almost inevitable. I mean, we use governor's emergency proclamation for hazard for emergencies. Query whether it is appropriate to use the governor's emergency proclamation to save our most endangered birds. Good legal question.
Theoretically, but I mean, for now, we're working through the process, and we've done it on Maui, and we're starting to get birds on the ground over there. We've been doing the mark recapture releases and trying to figure out, you know, how these mosquitoes are behaving. What we're finding is they're not spreading as much as we thought they might, and so we might have to do more releases, you know, to get the kind of coverage we're looking for. But it is something that we're just trying to figure out how to get the right number of mosquitoes on the ground and the right density so that we can make suppress that population.
Well, in my mind, your update is making this even more urgent. That was just a couple of months ago that you came to us. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, it's not as if we can wait another couple of months. Those five won't be there.
No, we're literally finding birds dead on the ground. And people are saying, maybe they're hiding. You know, it's like, no, these birds are territorial. You can take them miles away and they'd fly back to the same spot. They're fiercely territorial. And our folks on Kauai know like every single bird, like personally, you know, at this point. And they're just disappearing. The population's just cratering.
Could you provide me some statistics or some data on that?
Sure.
On the decline?
On the declines.
Mensitives are forced.
We'll have updated data in June. Basically, surveys are conducted every 5 years. And then, so we conducted surveys this past spring, but then the data requires a little bit of time to be analyzed. So we'll have up-to-date data by June.
That may be too late. If you can get me something now.
Okay.
I mean, if we really do believe this is an emergency, because, I mean, we're not going to be able to rebuild.
Yeah.
They'll never come back. So maybe there's actions that we need to take now. I mean, this is compelling. This wasn't what you told me just 4 months ago. But Kauai, these birds are no place that they exist nowhere else in the world. So,
I did get corrected. Kauai is 5,200 feet is the highest point. But it still puts us in the date. You know, it's still in the date. I mean, the birds at the various highest elevations on Kauai are dying of avian malaria. I mean,
this is compelling. It's compelling. There's an emergency. All right. Anybody else? I know Monica has been here all day. And if he tells me, wow, you learned a lot today. Everybody who stays here long enough. But is there any other staff that you'd like to come up before I call Monica?
I think we're good. You're familiar with our folks and you're familiar with the issue. If you have questions, we have people here to answer. But yeah, open it up to you.
No, Monica, why don't you come on up? Because I think this is what you're here for.
That's what I'm here for.
He's like, oh.
Yeah. I hope my phone doesn't die.
We have chargers.
Okay. I'll make this quick. So again, aloha oko, Mamanaki Tres Koinoa, Mai Koi Maiao. I support DOFA's request that the chairperson issue FONSI for the use of Wolbachia-based incompatible insect technique suppression of non-native, they just kill the mosquitoes. You know, I'm from Kauai. I was raised over there, and I just hiked Kukui Trail last Saturday. It was the first time I did it in like 30 years, and I didn't hear, the only birds I heard was helicopters, and there was choke mosquitoes. You know, I'm sure you received, again, like, you know, I'm from Kauai. I was intimately involved in the 2491 GE GMO issue a couple of years back. I lost all my friends because of it. It's a very emotional situation, I understand. I'm sure you've received a lot of opposition testimony to this request. And I'm sure that a lot of it had to do with fears of GE or GMO technology. However, according to my understanding, this is not GE or GMO, it's bacteria. It's science beyond my understanding, but it's legit. I don't doubt the sincerity of the emotions behind the concerns and fears of the people who testified. You know, they are my friends and they are my family, but they are not experts. Your staff and your consultants are the experts. And while I don't always agree with them in my day job, I do in this matter. This technology is not only safe, but any economic opportunity cost risk analysis favors saving the birds and ignoring the conspiracy theories. Now, please approve this request. Chair has eloquently put it, these birds are going to die. It's literally the least we can do right now. And thank you for the OI earlier opening it up. I think it was entirely appropriate. Mm-hmm. I don't know who that Molly Heaney was, but I didn't see her on Koke'e. So again, please protect our endangered Mono Koke'e, and thank you for all you do. Aloha.
Thank you. Appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, like you, I didn't get paid today either. So something coming.
You get paid a lot more than me. They get paid. Oh, anybody else here would like to come on now?
Yeah, but I also want to let people who have also been waiting online, and I think I'd like to let them go first.
Okay. So I do see
Tia.
I'm here.
Yep, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm Tina Leah, founder of the environmental nonprofit Hawaii Unites. We're opposed to the request for approval of the final environmental assessment for your bacteria infected mosquito experiment on Kauai. Southern house mosquitoes transmit human diseases, including West Nile virus, elephantiasis, encephalitis, and potentially Zika virus. Peer-reviewed studies show Wolbachia bacteria can increase pathogen infection and cause mosquitoes to become more capable of transmitting avian malaria and West Nile virus, bird and human. This project could cause the extinction of endangered native birds, and it may impact people's health. Female mosquitoes that bite, breed, and spread disease will be released. EPA guidelines allow for the release of one female for every 250,000 males. You have been lying about that continually. Male mosquitoes pass pathogens to females. Pathogen screenings are unknown, and that information is being withheld from the people. Assertions of no human health risks are based on unsound science that has been discredited by the EPA. Foreign bacteria will be introduced. You're lying about that. No biosecurity protocols or mitigation plan have been presented. Studies have not been done to address horizontal transmission, math models, wind drift, superinfection, increased pathogen infection, and disease spreading capability, evolutionary events, population replacement, or the creation of lab-strained females in the wild. Alternatives haven't been considered. These are not conspiracies. These are risks that were brought up by a tropical disease expert with decades of experience and peer-reviewed studies documenting mosquito-borne illness, over 40 of them that have been authored by Dr. Lauren Pang. And you are not listening to him, and you are discounting his information, and you have the nerve to come out here and talk about conspiracy theories. This is wrong. What you're doing is wrong. Kauai and Maui would be the largest Wolbachia mosquito releases of any kind globally to date. There's no prior documented use of southern house mosquitoes for Wolbachia standalone field release. You're lying about that as well. The final EA states that you have no intention of taking responsibility for the outcome of these mosquitoes on the native birds. I cannot believe I read that in this environmental assessment. I read you saying you have no responsibility for what happens to these birds. What about the people who may be impacted? What about wildland fires? Are you going to take responsibility for that? That's in your EA as well. Conflicts of interest include the DLNR building out an insectary to mass produce lab altered mosquitoes for release on the islands into perpetuity forever. Your agenda is selling out the sacred lands of Hawaii to corporate interests and biotech industry experimentation. We're opposed to the authorization for the chairperson to issue a finding of no significant impact. The scope, risks, and experimental nature of this plan require detailed, comprehensive studies and documentation of the impacts to the health of the people, native birds, wildlife, and the Aina. We demand an environmental impact statement. More information is in my written testimony. I reserve the right to request a contested case hearing on agenda item C1 after the vote. Mahalo.
Thank you very much. Does I have anybody else? I see Michelle.
Mayor, can I just ask a question of Ms. Leah?
Yes. Do it.
Hi, Ms. Leah, thank you for being here. I just heard you mention your organization as an environmental organization, and I was wondering if you could share whether your organization has 501c3 status.
We absolutely do. And we've been investigating some other issues that have to do with the environment here that your organization may be involved in. So thank you for asking.
Okay, thank you. And then could you speak a little bit about your own qualifications and background and sort of education and professional experience from an environmental perspective?
Absolutely. I have been involved in environmental nonprofits for several years on this island, going back, I believe, 13, 14 years, and very seriously involved in protecting the environment. And this is something that I have been spoken out about for many years. And I've been speaking out about this specific project for over a year, repeatedly to your board and presenting this documented information to you that is not conspiracy. These are peer-reviewed scientific studies and the concerns of a tropical disease expert about disease vectors that you're going to release on these islands. So is there anything else that you need to know about my experience with scouring your agency's own documents to find out how you're lying to the people?
Ms. Leah, I would ask you to be respectful to the
I'm being as respectful as I can, considering the way that you people have acted.
No, you are not being respectful.
She actually is.
Are you going to tell me now that you don't like the way am I now threatening you somehow? Or is this your like pre-rehearsed that you do every time at these meetings that somebody's threatening you because they come here and say the truth to you while you lie to people? You have lied to the people here that think they support this project. You're lying.
Ms. Leah, I'm going to ask you again. There's no need to yell. There's no need to...
Not yelling.
Oh, I think everybody here heard you extreme volumes. But I would ask that if you want to testify, you be respectful to the board members that are asking you questions. Thank you.
Ah, she muted her.
Yeah. Okay. Amy, is that... Okay. Michelle?
Pina, you're muted. Yes, aloha everyone. This is a very challenging time. Tina Leah has studied the 250-page report that you guys have put out. And what she's saying is absolutely the truth, that this is not a conspiracy. There are peer-reviewed studies that are showing the dangers of this. You guys talk about Hawaii and the sacred land of Hawaii, and you are going to put an experiment that has never been done before on this scale when your own documents state outcome unknown. You don't even know if this is going to work. And according to an expert that you actually hired and are ignoring his, Dr. Lauren Peng, are you ignoring him saying, do not do this. He literally said, do not do this. He said he actually gave three different alternatives to help save the birds, which you're completely ignoring. So you're putting the environment, the Hawaii Islands environment, at risk forever without doing a full environmental impact statement on an experiment where you don't even know if it's going to work to save the native birds. And that person who spoke first and said the male mosquitoes don't bite, and then she skipped over the fact that the female mosquitoes are going to be released, and one female mosquito in her 8-week lifespan can breed thousands of other female mosquitoes. This is so dangerous, you guys. You cannot afford to not do a full environmental impact statement for the future of these islands, for the environment. Dr. Peng also stated and told you guys that there is a horizontal gene transfer, which means other insects can get this bacteria. This is not conspiracy when malaria is up now in Texas, in the areas where the mosquitoes for them, and I know it's a different type of mosquito, and sir, you said that people who wrote in are talking about GMO. This is not a GMO mosquito. We know that. It's an injected bacteria mosquito, and this, the probability of things going wrong, numerous things going wrong to the Hawaii Islands is so huge. I will summarize. You are putting these islands, the environment, the people, the birds you want to save. I get you love them, but you're putting them at risk with an experiment that literally states in your own documents you don't even know if it's going to work. Do not do this. Please allow for the full environmental impact statement to show. That's all we're asking. We're not saying don't do this. We're not saying that. We're saying do an environmental impact statement first.
Thank you very much. I have also, is it Hoku Cody? Is it Hoku? Hoku Cody? Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Bielanar, for your time today to hear from the public. Chair Chang, it's good to see you. I testified in front of you 14 years ago at a public meeting in Hilo. And then we went to lunch and talk stories. So it's good to see you. Very nice. Today, I'm testifying to support the Wolbachia IIT method and in support of the FONSI of the FEA, for the EA, which aims for the suppression of non-native southern house mosquito populations on Kauai. My name is Hoku Kodi. I'm a native Hawaiian, a kama'aina of Oahu, an oiwi of Hawaii, and a hoa'aina living in Wailua, Kauai. I come from a long line of bird catchers, haku'aina, healers, protectors, and high priests. By education, I'm a marine scientist and work towards building co-management models of culture and science, especially around federal protections like the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. And I'll say that it is an honor to be shaped by the thoughts, opinions, and critiques by my community. With that, just like my ancestors, innovation and community and traditions are values near and dear to my heart. And I strongly support saving our Hawaiian forest birds, our Manu Kupuna, from extinction. There are many reasons to save our Manu from extinction. No technology exists in this world quite like feathers. And this is why our Kupuna cherished Manu. Recognizing Manu as amazing conduits of mana, they watched as Manu reminded them that it is possible to soar when gravity told them otherwise. For my testimony today, we must save the Manu because without our feathered ohana, our culture and ecological integrity is compromised. Because our feathered ohana is always known a secret that humanity often forgets. The songbird sings not because the world is without peril, but because they found that sacred space above it, a realm unfettered by the shackles of society. This place is as real as the air we breathe, and yet it is invisible even though we feel it is there. Because it is the Manu that provides lift to our dreams without reservation and gives space to our highest potentials, where the soul of our ohana express themselves as ho'ailona and brings us intimately into realms we cannot see if Manus did not exist. So without them, who are we as islanders, as a people? Because that is on the line today, the potentiality of our existence and identity unmarred by fear, not because of its absence, but because we understand its presence, and like our Manu, we choose to rise above it. Because that is, they remind us that in the face of fear, we can choose courage. We can choose love over hate and choose hope even when despair threatens to engulf us. To see the brokenness and vastly degrading integrity of our lands, oceans, and cultural knowledge system due to sustained militarization, biodiversity loss, climate variability, plastic pollution, crooked politics, and overexploitation, and still choose to lean in and engage because our aina deserves it, our Manu deserves it, and our community deserves it. Finally, as a community, I hope we can meet these synergistic and unprecedented challenges and face them with the same resiliency, resolve, intelligence, and excellence as those who came before us. I hope we can rise above it and soar, hold fast to our traditions, innovate, cherish, and honor our Manu and our life in Hawaii. Mahalo nui for your time.
Thank you very much, Hoku. Good to see you. Mahalo for staying within the 3 minutes. Okay, I see. Is it Lisa? Lisa?
Kelly.
Chair. I submitted written testimony that I can summarize. Sorry, my video did not turn on.
that I can summarize very briefly for you, but I'm actually mostly here to answer any questions the BNLR might have. I am the project manager for the Kauai Forest Bird Recovery Project, and I have been witness to the demise of these species with my own eyes. And it's been painful to see these birds that are so important to this entire state, to this entire nation, to this entire planet, dwindle before our eyes to these mosquito-borne diseases. And we know that they are critical, as Hoku testified, to the culture of Hawaii. We know that they are critical to the environment, they're critical to our economy. And I really feel like we have this amazing opportunity with this mosquito control to turn around the course, the trajectory of these forest bird species here on Kauai. And I just want to let you know that in addition to monitoring the forest bird species, it is my kuleana to track the increase of the mosquitoes onto the Alakai Plateau. And I have been in this position since 2010. And back in 2010, we couldn't catch a mosquito if we wanted to, basically. It was so hard. There were so few mosquitoes on the plateau that it was really hard to document that they were even there in certain months of the year. And nowadays, no matter where we trap and no matter what month we trap in, there are mosquitoes on the Alakai Plateau. So, you know, I'm seeing the demise of the birds and the surging of the mosquitoes. And I know that those two things are connected. And I know that this IIT method is our best chance to save these birds and save all these things that are so precious to the state of Hawaii. So I'll stay online in case anyone has any questions about my testimony or about the state of the birds later.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you very much. I also see Sherry Mann. Are you here to answer questions or to provide testimony?
She's just there for
questions. Trevor, same thing. Are you here to provide testimony or to answer questions? Millie. Go ahead, Millie.
Hi, my name is Millie Kalsa, and I can provide testimony for Trevor. So I'm with the Nature Conservancy's Hawaii program, and I'm testifying on behalf of the Nature Conservancy in support of Agenda Item C1. The TNC has had a program on Hawaii for over 20 years. We do forest protection, watershed protection, and in partnership with DOFA, we manage over 15,000 acres of land up in the upland forests, and including a lot of critical forest bird habitat. You know, as you've heard, our birds are in dire need of help. Avian malaria is one of the top reasons for the declines of our birds, and this IIT method is providing a really awesome tool that is safe, targeted, effective, and toxin-free in order to control mosquitoes in the wilderness in these remote areas. So this is providing us a lot of great hope that it can turn the tides. So with that, I'll just turn over my time to others. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Melanie. I have Faith. Did you want to say anything?
That's the lady who left.
That's the lady who
left? Yes.
Oh, no, she's back.
Yeah.
No, I mean, she's back. She's nice.
Yeah, but a little back.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Faith, go ahead. We can't hear you? No.
She can't hear us.
She can't hear us.
Oh, I think you're going to have to try to come back again. We can't hear you.
Try *6.
*6?
She cannot hear us.
Sorry, Faith, we can't hear you.
Go to Chris.
I don't
want to sign Chris.
Chris, go ahead, Chris.
Thank you. Excuse me. Aloha, Chair Chang and board members. My name is Dr. Chris Farmer, and I'm the Hawaii Program Director for the American Bird Conservancy. I'm calling from Volcano. Protecting and conserving the Hawaiian forest bird is the American Bird Conservancy's highest priority. I've been lucky enough to work in Kauai and the Alakai for many years, and I lead our support of DOFA and Kauai forest birds. I work closely with Callie and her team. just this morning, I was in a meeting with our president who recommitted to preventing any extinctions in Hawaii, especially in Kauai, and trying to get the resources we need to enact this sort of technique to save these birds. This crisis that we're facing is the most significant bird extinction threat in the Americas, and is being driven by non-native mosquitoes and disease. The final environmental assessment presented for your approval today rigorously analyzed the project and looked at the risks in accord with the Hawaii Environmental Policy Act. It looked at the different criteria as part of that law and determined that there would be no significant negative impact on the environment, and therefore a finding of no significant impact is justified. The action that's proposed would save Kauai's honey creepers and have a huge benefit. There were lengthy comment periods, and all those comments were included in the final EA, and that Appendix I goes into depth about how those comments were addressed and dealt with. And outside of the scope of the EA, American Bird Conservancy, myself, and some of my staff have been leads for the community engagement working on Kauai, but also on Maui, Hawaii Island, and across the state. And I found that there's broad support and strong demand for implementing the solution to prevent the loss of these biologically and culturally critically important honey creepers. Something I don't know if made it into the briefing packet or if you're aware of is that the Fish and Wildlife Service also issued a finding of no significant impact for the same project of the federal EA, so that the federal government also in support of this. There's been a lot of talk about the technique and kind of trying other options, but we've known about the existential threat of mosquitoes since the late 60s and have spent decades trying things. The Wolbachia incompatible mosquito technique provides hope. It is the only thing that provides the hope to save these birds from.
Chris, we've lost you. You're muted.
You're sound.
No, it blanked and then.
Must have been our 3 minute warning. It goes on. I think we're okay, Chris. Your message was very compelling.
No, I can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Yeah.
That's okay. You worry about, I think. Okay.
I would love to round us out with the ending. Aloha mai kākou, Chair, members of the board. My name is Max Phillips. I'm the Hawaii Director and Staff Attorney for the Center for Biological Diversity. And we are here in strong support of this agenda item. Extinction is forever. But for our last remaining forest birds on Kauai, it does not have to be inevitable. More than 30 species of our honey creepers have already gone extinct. In a time when my tutukane was growing up, our manu went all the way from the sea up to the top of our maunas. Now our forests are falling silent. It's not happening in generations, it's happening in front of my own eyes, in front of the board's own eyes. And it is time for us to act. Incompatible insect technique, which you've been referred to as ITT throughout the day, has been used to control disease-carrying mosquito populations in other regions of the world successfully without any adverse impacts. Using ITT, male mosquitoes are injected with this incompatible strain of Wolbachia. And regardless what other folks say, Wolbachia lives actually inside of the ovarians and the reproductive organs, basically, of mosquitoes. So when it's transferred, this is why it works as like a mosquito birth control. Having one female mosquito out of 250,000 is such a small variable, and we don't even know if that's gonna go on to their offspring. What we do know, however, is that if we don't act now, our birds will go extinct. Because of the short life cycle of mosquitoes, they aren't going to be out on the landscape for a long time. And regardless of what opponents might say, Dr. Ping is not an entomologist. He has never studied avians in his whole career. And this is the man that suggested we take ivermectin during COVID. This is likely our last hope to save our Kiki. And let me say that that is the bird that my tutu was named for, Kiki. Mm. To know that that name will not be spoken in anything but history books is unacceptable. We cannot afford to let our forests fall silent.
not from the calls of our honey creepers, not from the lips of Lohui that chant their familial connection. The loss of these birds will cascade like ripples in the stillest of ponds. Our native plants, which are already sliding towards extinction, will not be able to reproduce because of their hooked bills no longer being in our ecosystem. This loss will be felt beyond our native Hawaiians. It will be felt all the way to our kama'ainas who grew up in these forests, to all the way to our visitors that travel from all over the world to catch even one glimpse of our revered manu. Respectfully, it is our kuleana to act. Please pass this. Big mahalo.
Thank you very much.
You say the best
for us. Thank you. And thank you for your patience.
Mahalo, you folks. Gosh, all day long, you guys are champions.
Chair, Faith is back on.
Pardon?
Faith is back on then.
Oh. So Faith is going to be our last.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Oh, that old Faith. Yes. Hi, Faith.
Aloha. Aloha, Chair. Aloha, board members. I know you need to wrap it up. I have lots to say on this, but I wanted to just let you know that I am representing 32 of my friends and family from Kauai today in opposition to this introduction of the Wapachia mosquito. I'm a Hana girl. I came from Hana, Maui to come see you today. Sorry I couldn't stay. I tried to come in the morning when it was on the top of the agenda. My Hana community shares their concerns with their Kauai families. The resounding testimonies from Hana were, how come nobody asked us? How come nobody, you know, invited us to meetings? Your page in your report that has community outreach, 530 something pages, has three paragraphs. And when you say about 100 community outreaches, I call Shibai. If you did community outreach, why don't you have that exact number down? Why is it about? Was it 103? Was it 99? You know, in this kind of a situation, the vagueness is just, I'm just not buying it. This is extremely dangerous. I'm following the lawsuits that are going on, the TRO, everything, just like my entire Hana community. It's really disgraceful. And I wish I could be there so I could really connect with you guys, you know, face to face, because I have had to do so many Zoom meetings through the years with the East Maui water debacle. And I was really looking forward to trying to connect, because obviously this is a long-term relationship. Whatever you decide to do, I just want to say individually, especially for my Maui, commissioner or a board member, you know, this is super dangerous and this is going to follow you. So, you know, be on the right side of history. I just want to wrap it up. I know people have to reschedule your flights, and I do appreciate and I do understand. I know Amy was a little defensive a few times about not being paid. I respect that. You know, I've been on many boards myself. So I do respect your time, but I urge you to protect yourselves, you know, that this implications of these decisions, that they don't fall on you as well. So I pray that you guys make the right decision. And I do worry about the future and the opposition that will come. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. I don't see anybody else in the room. I don't see anybody else on Zoom. So I think board members, we've heard, do I have a motion? A motion has been made. Oh,
I'll second the motion. I second.
Okay. A motion.
Can I just make a comment?
Oh, of course you can.
I've heard so much for and so much opposed. I've read through 553 pages of testimony. I've read through the list of people that were notified to submit their testimonies or comments, and they didn't respond. So I think there was some outreach that has been done. Could we have done more? Maybe, but we're running out of time. I mean, we have five, maybe even less than that, that we don't know if we'll even get to keep them alive or not. So I don't think we have that much time that we can really say, let's move, move this further down. So with that, I make a motion that we actually go ahead with the program.
Thank you. And Bernie, you're seconding the motion?
Yes.
Okay. A motion has been made and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Chair, I support the motion with reservation.
With reservation, yes. Okay. Amy's hand is up, so I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So the motion passes unanimously, but one with reservation. And with that being said, I know that Ms. Leah has indicated she's going to file a contested case, so she may file her written contested case petition after the hearing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'm requesting a contested case hearing for this agenda item, C1.
Yes, I heard you, so I've acknowledged. So we'll be expecting your written testimony. I would like to ask you, what is your connection to Kauai?
My connection to Kauai is that I did an outreach event there to talk to them about this project, and there are many people over there that are very seriously concerned, and my connection is to the islands as a whole, because as you know, everything is interconnected, and we also know that this project is intended for all islands, and so as you allow it to move along and you railroad it through from one island to the next, it affects every island. So I'm connected to all islands, as all of us are.
Okay, very good. So with that being said, we will expect your written petition. So that is the last. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you
for your time and all of your work. That is the last agenda item.
It's 6 o'clock.
Oh.